Okay, we are up to Zvachim Dav Chaf. Zvachim Dav Chaf, and we are on Yud Tes Mabez. We just had the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon about Lina being posel, about the fact that I wash my hands during the the day before or during the night. By the next morning, I must wash my hands again at the kiyar. So we had a machlokas, Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. Rebbe said that you always have to be makadish another time by yom. Even if you are makadish by laila, you have to do it again by yom because it's a new day. Because Rebbe holds lina uzmo ls bekidish yodayim v'raglayim. Lina overnight helps in terms of posseling for the kiddush, and Rav Elazar Reb Shimon says no, ain lina moelis, and we have this machlokas both in terms of somebody doing the avoda constantly. That was the second machlokas, and the first one was just the day itself. I think Gemara spoke about yesterday, the last point we did, whether or why it is that we need both machlokas. Okay, we'll get to the lundus a little bit between the two in a couple of minutes. Zrat Hashem. But now let's get to the reason. So my time at the Rebbe, the Gemara says, about eight lines up from the bottom, what is the reason for Rebbe who says that Lina is Moel, and therefore you need to wash your hands again? Dichsiv Bigish Tam, because it says, as one goes close to the Mizbeach. And each going close, Rashi says, is a new Gisha. Why? Because you put a new pile of wood on the Mizbeach every day. It is a Ma'aracha Chadasha, Rashi says on the third wide line. And therefore, it's called a new Gisha. You're going to a new thing, a new item. So therefore, one requires a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. My time with Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So what's the reason Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says one does not need to wash his hands? Dechsiv Bivo'am. As it says, Bivo'am, when you go. And you've been going already. This is not a new bia. You've been going. Lo yatsa, Rashi says. So therefore, you do not need a new kiddush. V'idach nami haksib bivo'am. I, the other one, what does Rebbe do with the word bivo'am? So iksib bigishtam, if it only had his makar of bigishtam. Baloksib bivo'am, hava amina akal gishu gisha. I might have thought that on every time you go close to the Mizbeach, even twice in the same day, you would need a new kiddush. That's why you have bivoam. That's all called one bia, the whole day. But each new day is called a new gisha to the maracha. Because of rachman bivoam. That's why it says bivoam. V'idach nami, and what about Rav Elazar Reb Shimon? Haksib bivigishtam. What does he do with the pasuk of bivigishtam? So, iksib bivoam v'loksib bivigishtam. If he only had his pasuk of bivoam, hava amina afilu abia rekanis. I might have thought that even on an empty bia, just walking to the Mizbeach without doing anything, might have needed Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So that's why it also has to say Big Yishtam. When you go to do an Avoda, so Gemara says, Abir Rekanis, what's the Havamina? Haksiv L'Shareis. Says L'Shareis that you have to go when you go to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So how do you know, why would you have thought otherwise that Abir Rekanis, thank you, is a problem? So the Gemara answers, Ela Big Yishtam, Mibay Lele Kedirav Achabar Yaakov. So you're right, Big Yishtam is empty to use for Achabar Yaakov's din. Dabar Achabar Yaakov, Hakom Odim. Everybody agrees. Who's everybody? There is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. We know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah five times, and he also did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He washed his hands and his feet 10 times. He did that every time he went to the mikvah, he did it twice. So the second time he did it after he went to the mikvah, he washed his hands and feet after he got dressed in his new clothes, whether he was putting on the Big Day Lavan, he was going into the Kodesh Kadashim, or he was putting on his Big Day Zav, he was doing an Avodas Chutz. But that was after. What about before he went to the mikvah? Does he wash his hands? Does he wash his hands and his feet before he takes off his clothes or after he takes off the clothes? So that is a machlokas or meir in the Rabbanah. But everybody agrees the second one, that's what this line is, Hakomo de Bekid Sheni, everybody agrees by the Kiddush after the Tefillah, Kishihu Lavush Bekadesh. After you put on the new set of clothes, is that's when you do the Kiddush Yadayim to Veraglayim to Amar Krakos. The Pazik says, O Vigishtam, or when you go close to the Mizbeach, Mishinu Mechusar Ela Gisha Bavad, referring to somebody who is only lacking Gisha. That's the only thing you have to do before the Avoda. Yatsa Zesh Mechusar Ela Gisha V'Gisha, excluding somebody who does not have his clothes on yet, his Big Day Kahuna. That would be excluding, that would be lacking Levisha and Gishas. That's not what the Pasuk is referring to. So that's what he does with the word B'Gishtam. Stop there for a second. And that is, there is a machlokas here regarding Bia Rekanis. The Pasuk says in Shmos, in I'm bringing Shmos here. Oh, actually, I do have a Shmos. Pasuk says Shmos in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chaf. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chaf. The Pasuk says, in the Pasha of the Kiyar. We never read these Pesukim yet. It's important to read. Pasha Kisisa. The Pasuk says, Vasisa Kiyar Nechoshes, Vachano Nechoshes L'Rachsa. Make a Kiyar and a base for the Kiyar, both made out of copper, to wash one's hands. Vanasata Oso, Bein Ohal Moed, Uvein Mizbeach. Says it Beferish. It's gotta be between the Ohal Moed, the Heichal, the Ulam, and the Mizbeach. So it's on the west side of the Mizbeach, even though, we'll get to an idea behind this today, Ezrat Hashem, but the din is that it has to be on the west side of the Mizbeach. So the Kohanim have to go in on the east side, through Shar Niknar, into the Azara, go all the way to the other side of the Mizbeach, wash their hands before they go up to do the Avodah. That's the din. That's where the Kiyar is. But Asat Hashem Amayim, and you put water there, for Achatu Aaron Uvanav Imenu Esideim Esraklayim, Aaron Uvanav shall wash their hands and feet when they are there. Biv, and here's the key pasuk for us now. When? They wash their hands and feet. Bivoam el Ohel Moed, Yerchatsu Mayim Volo Yamusu. When they go to the Ohel Moed, they'll wash their hands and they will not die. Mashmah, they will die if they don't wash their hands. And Esnachta. Or Vigishtam el Mizbeach L'Shares L'Haktir Yishal Hashem. Or when they go close to the Mizbeach to serve, to be Maktir, the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the pasuk. So the Shaila is there an Isser of Bia Reikonis? But the Gemara here sounds like, no. Begia Rikonis. It says no. It says, L'Shares. Right at the end of that pasuk, it says, when you go, V'Gishal Mizbeach L'Shares. There's no Havamina. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel, seems to say this. That is, according to the Bavli at least, it is no problem if you go to wash your, if you don't wash your hands and your feet and you just go close in, there's no, you didn't do anything wrong. Mashiachin, he says, maybe there's a Tosefta, there's Yerushalmi that says otherwise, but the Tosfos in Sanhedrin says, according to the Bavli, it would be mutter. According to Tosfos in Beseches Yuma, one is chayiv on Bia Reikonis if one goes into the Heichal. If one goes to the Heichal all the way there, so then one is chayiv for Bia Reikonis. But only getting close to there, let's say, Bein Ha'ulam, without going into the Heichal, just going to the Mizbeach, going past the Mizbeach, walking around, then one is not chayiv. It says the Netziv, that sheet is Meduyik in the Pesukim. That sheet of the Pesukim says the Hamak Dover. Says the Netziv. Look at the Pesuk. Bevoam el ol moed yerchatsu mayim velo yamusu. Talk about the ol moed. Oh, the gishtam alam is vech l'shares l'hakter isha l'Hashem. Says the Netziv right there. Velo yamusu. Hi, v'hai roi l'chlo o im o v'gishtam. You should have had that phrase of velo yamusu at the end of the Pesuk. Like it says by Big Day Kahuna. Says it all the way at the end. If you bechus forgot, v'lo yamusu. Ela nira mizeh de mishune azhara de kiddush adayim raglayim milavishas begadim. Says the Netziv, I think kiddush adayim is different than bechus begadim. The milavishas begadim shave heichal lemizbeach she'enu musar ela b'shas avoda. When it comes to bechus begadim, it's all about avoda. If it's not the avoda, then you're not doing anything wrong. You walk around without the big tekahuna around the even in the heichal. There's no iser. Ulasharis bakodesh dechsiv sham koi gamal omoid. Mishamachi dechsiv ulasharis bakodesh. Avo bekiddush adayim raglayim musharim al heichal afilu bia reikonis. But to go into the heichal without washing your hands and your feet, that's worse. Dahainu lisakein v'chadome mishamachi afilu Moshe hayaroches yadayim raglayim kibavur bepashas bakude. Like it says there, and it says that's what it says in the Mishnah. Caleb also likaris laheichal b'li. Rachus Yidayim Raglayim. That's the first Mishnah Caleb discusses. That's what differentiates the Heichal from outside the Heichal, because you can't go in with Kiddush Yidayim Raglayim. So that's Meduyak, like Tosfos, Beseches Yuma, on Daf Hey, like it says here. There are others, the Rambam, the Menachas Chinuch assumes, this is the Rambam Shita, the Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufav, that your Chayiv Misa rock only for Avoda. Chayiv Misa only for Avoda, Masha'enke, just walking in might be an Isser, but you might not be Chayiv Misa for that. That's the Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of Kufav, which is the mitzvah of washing your hands. He's bedayik in the language of the Sefer HaChinuch, where the Sefer HaChinuch says, L'rchos yaday v'raglayim b'chaleisi karis l'heichal v'habo avod avoda. So if you do those, so the Chinuch discusses here, what are you chayiv Misa for, and what are you not chayiv Misa for? So it's related to that, we never quoted this before, that is, Amasach Hazvachim, there is two volumes called the Knesset Rishonim. Knesset Rishonim is a sefer that was put out a long time ago, that gathers Rishonim from, not so long ago, this one is from Tavshin Mem Gimel, 1983, that he gathers, Rav Mordechai Ilan, the author of Torah Sakodesh, gathers Rishonim from all over Shas, and puts them al Seder Mesech Zvachim, because after all, Zvachim doesn't have too many Rishonim, after Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, but besides that, there are, where does the Ramban talk about Zvachim? What is the Rashba? What is the Meiri? So what he does is he gathers different Rishonim from all over Shas, where Kachim comes up there, and he puts it al Seder Adapt. Great Sefer. So there, on our daf, he quotes Rav Avram ben Arambam on Pashas Kisisa. And he quotes, maybe because of these two elements, there's an Isser of going into the Heichal, and there's an Isser of doing the Avoda, there's two elements, that's why the Kiyar is smack in between those two. You might think it would be much more effective to have the kiyar, and much more efficient. That's the word I was looking for. Much more efficient to have the kiyar right when you walk into the azara, right when you walk in, have the kiyar there. So whatever you're going to do, you're going to wash your hands. No, it's dafka put between the mizbeach and the ulam. Why? Says Rabbi the Rambam, Dinir li shatam bazeh mashamar bitachliso shel kiyar shehula rachsa bishvil echad mishnei inyanim. Only he kanis lo moed gam shelo lavoda ola geshes ala mizbeach lavoda. If you want to go into the Heichal, you got to wash your hands, period. If you want to do the Avoda, you got to wash your hands. So it's put between those two to hint to us the two purposes. Remember, this has nothing to do with being Tameh. This has to do with Tosefes Kedusha. Like, we wash our hands in the morning. Not because we're Tamei in the morning, but because we want to be Mosef Kedusha, because we're ready to do our Avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the reasons that we mentioned for Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Okay, so that's an important discussion about Bia Rekanis. What is the issue of walking in without doing the Avoda? Says the Gemara, last line, now that we discussed the Machlokas Rebbe and Reb Shimon, do you need a new Kiddush when it turns the morning? So we discussed how they work out their sources and what they do with each other's sources. Lahakter Ishal Amali. What do you do with the last phrase? The last phrase that we read. Lahakter Ishal Hashem. Remember the last phrase we said? Va'ova gishtar ol mizbech l'sharis lahakter Ishal Hashem. What is that teaching me? So we already know it's about the Avoda. No, ma'od etema, you might have thought without that phrase. Hani mili avoda demakva kapara, that when do you have to wash your hands? When do you need kiddush in the morning? Only when you're going to do an avoda, that's ma'akev the kapara. That is a real. You're going to do a zrika. But if you're going to do avoda, that's not ma'akev the kapara. So then you do not have to wash your hands. Kamashvalan, you do. Because what is this talking about? Lahakterisha. Haktarasimurin are not ma'akev the kapara. So therefore, kamashvalan, that's what you learn from here. You have to wash your hands before you do any of the avoda. All the achronim get in the act here in terms of what's the dekudas ha'machlokas between Rebbe and Elazar Reb Shimon. Rebbe says that you don't have to wash your hands. I'm sorry, you do have to wash your hands in the morning, even though you wash them, you're up all night. If you went to sleep, for sure you have to wash your hands in the morning, right? Because you had Hesach Hadas. But if you didn't go to sleep, let's say the Kohanim were up all night doing the Avoda. So Rebbe says you still have to wash your hands wash your hands and feet again in the morning from the Kiyar. And Elazar Reb Shimon says not. Why? So many Achronim say the Dvir HaKodesh, the Sefer I mentioned before, and Rav Chedusha Rav Aryeh Leib, Rav Aryeh Leib Malin, says that maybe the issue is a similar Chakira that we're going to discuss tonight, Bez Hashem, in the Shir on Vitei Kahuna. Hopefully it'll be up online by tomorrow morning, but everybody's invited at 9:30 tonight to come to the Shir. And that is, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim? Is it a function of the Avoda? Before you do the Avoda, you have to wash your hands. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Or, and it's Bo L'Hachshir Et Avoda. Or, Ha'im Kiddush Zeh Bo L'Hachshir Es HaKohen L'Avoda B'Mikdash. Or, it's a Chiyav Kahuna. It's Chiyav Kahuna to be Mosif Kiddusha in the Kohen. V'Chova HaMutelos Ala Adam She'yiskadish Terem Avodaso Al Yedei Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Right, so what is the shita? So one raya that Chedusha Bayalei brings, fascinating raya, we're going to discuss again tonight, and that is the Ramban jumps on the Rambam, but Big Day Kahuna, as we'll see inside, the Ramban jumps on the Rambam and says, how can you count it as a separate mitzvah? It's just the chelik of the avoda. How can you count it as a separate mitzvah? But the Ramban doesn't say a word when the Rambam counts Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim separately. He counts that as a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam doesn't say a word. Mashma that the Rambam is like, okay, fine, that I agree. Why? Because that is something significant, not just a separate din in the avoda. The fact that he's silent by kiddush yudayim raglayim and screams by beit kahuna, maybe that shows that everybody agrees. That's the Plush Rabbi Leib's diuk. Everybody agrees that by kiddush yudayim raglayim it is an independent idea, not just part of the avoda. But he suggests, as other achronim do, maybe that's goof of the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Zev Reb Shimon. Rebbe, who says you have to do a new kiddush every morning, because it's a new avoda. It's a new avoda, new kiddush. And therefore, you gotta wash your hands in the morning. Mashenkin, Rabbi Reb Shimon, no. You're a Kohen. You washed already. You've been up all night. So, and you didn't have a Hesach Hadas. So, you're still the same Kohen. You still have Osafas Kedusha from the previous kiddush from yesterday. So therefore, one wouldn't have to do the, washing again. He said it's a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara. Second line. Ki also Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan Boy Ilfa. Rav Yochanan quotes a question from Ilfa. Remember the Gemara in Tinus? Ilfa and Rav Yochanan were good friends, and they were in the base, and they were in the yeshiva together, and they left. Ilfa, remember the story? Ilfa and Rav Yochanan took a nap. Rav Yochanan had a dream that he should go back to the base medrash, and Ilfa did not. And really, they both could have had the dream. It's the Gemara in Tinus Chafalof that we mentioned before. So Rav Yochanan is quoting Ilfa here. Rabbi Yochanan says, my friend Ilfa asked the following question. L'divrei ha'omer, according to the one who says, Ein lina mo'elis b'kiddush yudayim raglayim, overnight does not ruin the kiddush, meaning, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, if you wash your hands yesterday, that washing is not ruined. Mekir ma'oshi paslu. But maybe that only applies when you washed your hands, because your hands are dry by later on, there's no water left. But what about the water in the kiyor? The water in the kiyor itself, the halacha is that if something is in a kli shares one day and it is left overnight, so because it has such special, precious kedusha, then it becomes nifsal. If something is halacha, if something is not in a kli shares, then it doesn't become nifsal. But if once something is in a kli shares and it gains kedusha, so then it becomes nifsal if it is left overnight. We'll come to other examples of this in a minute, but let's first do the gemara. Ma make yemayshi paslu. What about the water in the kiyor? Doesn't become possible overnight. We're going to see in a minute that the kiyor, really, according to Rov Rishonim, this is how it worked, Rashi, Tosfos, the kiyor was lowered every night into a mayan, into a bar, where it was connected to a natural water spring. Every night it was connected, so therefore it did not become nifsal, because if somebody's mechubel karka, sarika karka doesn't become tame, doesn't become nifsal. And every morning they used a pulley system to raise it up. But the Rashi explains this question is, what if they didn't put it down one night? Let's say they forgot to put the kiyor down. Okay? Or before, the special family who made this pulley system, they left water in it overnight. So according to the shita that says, Lina does not cause a problem on the water that you use to wash your hands, what about the water in the kiyor itself? Mi amrina, do we say, Hani lamai, l'kiddush yadayim raglayim, what is this water used for? For sanctifying the hands and the feet. Kiddush yadayim raglayim, gufay lo pasul lina. So the kiddush itself, once you did it, it doesn't pasul. So surely if it's in the kli itself, O dilma, what do we say? Kivan, the kaddish lahu b'kli shareis mifsali. Or do we say, no, since it's in the kli shareis, it wasn't used then, so it's worse. So, answers the Gemara, Kiyasa Rabban Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hadet Pashat Ilfa. Rabbi Yochanan says, my friend first asked the question, and then he answered it, Kamach Lokas Bezu, Kach Lach Malchus Bezu. Just like Rebbe and Rabbi Ozer Rabbi Shimon had a machlokas about the water that you used to wash your hands, which are not on your hands anymore, same thing here. Rabbi Ozer Rabbi Shimon, who says that the water on your hands are not nifsabalina, so too the water in the kli shares is not nifsabalina. If anything else is in a kli shares, it becomes pasul. This is different. This is different, because the whole purpose of washing the hands is the water on your hands, which doesn't become nifsal. This is just a secondary measure of that. Omer lefan of Rabbi Yisrael bar Bisna, Rebbe, ata omer kein. Is that really true? Rabbi Yochanan, you really heard that Ilfa solved the problem? He answered it. El haki amar vasi amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shmei Ilfa. This is what I heard in the name Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Ilfa. Right? This is what was asked, and then one who was quoting Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "No, I heard the following that he was still not sure about it. Kiyar shalosh shako meba erev. If you didn't put the kiyar down into the mayan, into the bar the night before." Mekadesh bimeno lavodas laila ulamachar ena mekadesh. I'm sorry, he made a statement. At night, mekadesh bimeno lavodas laila, use it for the night time. In the morning, you cannot use it. Vavina ba, what did that mean? Lamachar ena mekadesh lo tsarach lakidush? Odilma ifsalabalina. Do you say you don't need kiddush? because it's like a Raza Reb Shimon, or you can't use it for Kiddush. So Yilfa wasn't sure, for lo Pashalon. And so he still wasn't sure at the end of his life. Umark the Pashalay Mifsha, you think it's another Pasha? You think the question is answered? So, two different Misoras about what Ilfa thought of Lamaisa at the end. Was he not sure about it, or was he sure about it that it's the same Achlokas? Unclear. The concept of an item, here we had the water going into a klishares and only then becoming nifsal. But if it wouldn't be the klishares, it wouldn't become nifsal. So that idea we find at least in two other places. The fact that once something is in a more special category, it becomes more fragile, so to speak, and therefore become nifsal in an easier fashion. So what about Hilchas Tuma? Regular Hilchas Tuma v'tara. Avia boza tuma av rishon sheni shlishi revi. So a person could become an av, or could become tummy from an av. Ein adam v'kelim nitma elam me'avatuma. Adam v'kelim only me'avatuma. But food could become a sheni, truma could become a shlishi, and hektish could become a revi. If a sheni touches chulin, nothing happens. If shlishi touches truma, nothing happens. Why? You would think that this is chulin. This is nothing. For sure it can become tame. It's more susceptible. The answer is no. The higher level something is in Kedusha, the more susceptible it is, the more fragile it is. And that's why Hektish is the most sensitive to Tumah. Hektish, a karba, can become a revi'i batumah. Truma is one step down. Truma can become a shlishi latumah. Everything else, if it's not so kadosh, then it cannot become tame. So that's the same idea as here, only once it's in the klisharis. The other place we've seen this before, and that is the Meshechachma. The Meshechachma writes in Az Yashir, in Parshas Bishalach, he talks there about a sugya that comes up in Mesechah Shvuas and Mesechah Tainis that we've touched on in the past, and that is the sugya of Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Ashaita Velo Kitchel Asalav or not. The Rama Paskas, as Rov Rishonim do, it's a Machlokas Tadam, it's a Machlokas Amaraim, and a Machlokas Rishonim, but Rov Rishonim Paskin, that the first Kedusha of Moshe of Yeshua ben Nun, when Yeshua ben Nun went into Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha became batel once Bnei Yisrael went into Galus. Masha Enkein, when Ezra HaSofer brought Bnei Yisrael back into Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha lasted. Why? The first Kedusha was with Kibush, was with conquering, and conquering, once you conquer, if you get conquered, so then you lose the Kedusha. If the conquering caused the Kedusha, then the conquering lost the Kedusha. Masha'eke, the second Kedusha, the second Hakdusha was done by what's called Chazaka, settlement, not war, not conquering. So that's a more of an everlasting Kedusha. It seeps in, it's a Kinya Chazaka, and therefore that Kedusha lasts. It's not dependent on wars. Okay, so Rov Rishonim assume that the second Hakdusha was something more special, and that's why it lasted. Says the Meshech Chachma, no. Says the Meshech Chachma, Pashat B'Shalach, just the opposite. The first Kedusha was more special. The first Kedusha was with the Aron HaKodesh. The Aron went first. That's what led us across the Yarden. That had more special Kedusha. And the more something special is, the higher it is, the greater they fall. Right? It's more Kadosh. It's more fragile. And therefore, Nimsa, the Kibish Eretz Yisrael Hayadei Aaron, Kade Beis HaMikdash Hayadei Gilui Shechina, Lachein Ki Chatu Yisrael Paka Kedushasam Lagamrei. By a sheni, there was no Aron, there was no full mikdash, there was no shechina, like the Gemara says in Yuma, five things were missing. Imkein lo havi kedusha barom hamaaleh ad ki tifka meyashim mamon v'achorben. It's not going to smash. It's not going to be destroyed so much because it's not so holy in the first place. And he compares it to Gemara in Maseches Becharos, where the Gemara says a levia who was nivelas v'ilasnus. A Leviya, a Bas Levi, who's developed the Bilas Nus, she could still eat Maisa Rishon. She could still eat Maisa Rishon. She's a Levi, she's a Leviya, she could still eat Maisa Rishon. A Kohenes, that's developed Bilas Nus, not only loses Truma, she even loses Leviya. She's like a Zara. She's like a Zara. What's the difference? She had more Kedusha. That's the point. The more Kedusha there is, the greater and the worse they get destroyed and they fall. So that's another example of this idea here, and that is only once something is in the Klisharis can it then lose its Kedusha and be Nifsal Belina. Okay? Different things. Vayter, Tashma. Fifth Y line, sixth Y line or so. Says the Mishnah, the Tosefta in Yuma. Ben, it's also related to in a Mishnah in Yuma. So we're still trying to prove the issue of water left overnight in the Kiyar. Does it become pasul or not? Right? These are the Dafim and Shas about Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Right here. These are the Dafim. Tashma. Ben Katan also shemasar davakiyar. Ben Katan, the Ben Katan family, he made 12 new faucets for the kiyar. The kiyar used to have many less faucets. This is how Rov Rishonim understand. So they made 12 more faucets so that many kahanim could use it at once. Right, the next time you go to the Kotel, and we see all of those, like the thing in them circle, and it's faucets on all different sides, we should think of the kiyar. Think of the kiyar. They have so many. Oh, Ben Katan. Ben Katan helped the kiyar. Afu was a mukhli the kiyar. He also made the pulley system for the kiyar to lower it down every night. Shalo yiu meimav nifsal and belina. That its waters don't become nifsal. So it's pretty clear. So my love, Reb Lazar Reb Shimoni. Shouldn't we say this is the shita of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, who says that water on your hands, you don't have to wash your hands in the morning. So you do though, you would have a problem with the water in the kiyar. So doesn't this prove that question? The Gemara says, "Lo, Rebbe, he." Maybe it's Rebbe, meaning, like we said before, "Kamachlokas bazook, kamachlokas bazook." Rebbe says the water in your hands becomes a problem, so let's go to the water of the kiyar. So the Gemara says that can't be. Vahami the reisha, Rebbe was a Reb Shimon. Sefer Nami was a Reb Shimon. If you look in the reisha there, the reisha is a Reb Shimon, so do the sefer must be. Where's the reisha? Diktani reisha, because it says there in the reisha, "Ba lo eitzel paro." If the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur comes to his cow, imagine a lot of karbanos were brought by the Kohen Gadol that day. So he comes to his cow. Upar hayomi b'dun ulam ha'mizbech. Where was the cow situated? The cow was between the ulam and the mizbech. Remember, we discussed. Let's go from west to east. Kodesh Kadashim, Heichal, ulam was the front part of the Heichal, and then you have a little space, and then you have the mizbech. So what if you have the cow situated between that little space, between the ulam and the mizbeach, rosho, on the north side, it's north of the mizbeach, but it's west of the mizbeach, between the mizbeach and the ulam, rosho ladar b'fad of l'mayrav, it is facing, the cow is facing north-south, because it's a bizayin for the cow to be facing east-west, because if the cow that goes to the bathroom, it's a bizayin that the cow is going to go to the bathroom towards the west, l'mayrif. So that's why the cow is facing north-south, but its face is turned to the west. Part of l'mayrif. V'kohen omid b'mizrach, and the cow stands on the east side of the cow, u'pad of l'mayrif, also facing, everybody's facing the Kodesh Kodashim. The cow's facing the Kodesh Kodashim, the cow's face, the Kohen's face, that's what's done. So where was this cow situated? This cow is a chatas, it's a kodesh kodashim. Where was the cow situated? It was on the north side of the mizbeach, but west, not directly on north of the mizbeach. It was northwest of the mizbeach. So, this is a machlokas we referred to a couple of days ago. There are going to be three opinions right here, three opinions of the Tanoim. When the Torah says, you have to shech kachi kachim, on the north side of the mizbeach, what does that mean? Does that mean due north of the mizbeach? It's got to be in the area that's directly north of Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the northern wall of the Azara. Or do you also have the ability to shecht it northwest of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam? Or do you even have the ability to shecht it northeast of the Mizbeach? In the area, we mentioned, if you go east of the Mizbeach, the first 11 Amos next to the Mizbeach are places where the Kohanim could walk. The next 11 Amos, more east, that's where even Yisraelim can walk. That's the closest that Yisrael could get, right? Those 11 Amos, the eastern 11 Amos of the Azara. So could you even shecht it in the 11 Amos of the Kohanim, northeast of the Mizbeach? Those three shitas in the Tanaim, right here. So, Man Shamis Lei Damar Binu Lov Lov Mizbeach Safon. So who is the one? We're trying to prove that this is Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Shita. Right, that's what we're trying to prove. So who is the one that holds that northwest of the Mizbeach is called Safon? Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. That's his shita. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Ezeu Safon. What is considered north? For the halachos of shechting kachi kachim, mikir Mizbeach Safoni, vakosal azar etzfoni, ukenegad kol Mizbeach kulot Safon. First shita is only due north of the Mizbeach. Divrei Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda. That's the first shita. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Mosif Afidu Olam Mizbeach. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon said, no, even northwest of the Mizbeach, again, not all the way west, as we'll see, but just northwest of the Mizbeach is also okay. Rebbe Mosif Af Makom Drisas Ragli Hakohanim, Umakom Drisas Ragli Yisrael. Rebbe says all the northeast area of the Azara also, the most makel opinion, all north of the Mizbeach, throughout the Azara is okay. The Brisa just adds, but everybody agrees from the Khalifos. What's the Khalifos? If you think, look at the picture again, if you have a picture there, or if you picture it in your head, the ulam was a certain width, but right next to the ulam was the anteroom, so to speak, of the heichal. It was east of the heichal. It was the anteroom going into the heichal where the special kelim were. On the north and south side of the ulam, on either side of the ulam, you had two rooms where the kohanim used to keep their knives. Meaning, so when they used to go in the morning, they used to wash their hands at the kiyar, they used to go into the base chalifas, get the knives, and get ready to shecht. So everybody agrees that once you get to the, even if you want to say that northwest of the Mizbeach is considered Safon, once you get further west by the base chalifos, so then, meaning north of the Ulam itself, so that for sure is not okay. That for sure is too west because you can't see the Mizbeach from there. If you can't see the Mizbeach, so then you're not going to be able to shecht there. That's not called Safon. So hakom odim shepasel. But what do you see from there? You see from that whole discussion that who holds that northwest of the Mizbeach is kosher to shecht? That's Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. So he's the one. So he must be the one here that says that you have to dunk the kiyar every night. Mashma, if you wouldn't dunk the kiyar, if you wouldn't be mashkia the kiyar into the bar, the water would be nifsal. So you see, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is the shita that says, even though the kohanim do not have to wash their hands in the morning, but they would, the water in the kiyar would be nifsal. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Vitizbara, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, velo Rebbe. What is it? Has to be Rabbi Elazar Shimon Shita. What about Rebbe? Rebbe's the most makel. Hashda Rebbe, Adar Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda Mosif, Adar Rebbe Elazar Shimon Lo Mosif. Remember, Rebbe is the most makel Shita. Maybe this is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe who says even northeast of the Mizbeach is kosher. See, he for sure also says northwest of the Mizbeach is kosher. So what's the diak that is Rabbi Elazar Shimon Shita? Maybe it's Rebbe Shita. Gemara says no. Anan Hachi Karmino. This is our diak as follows. If the Brisa was saying Rebbe's Shita, look, maybe Makadrisa's Ragli Kohanim, Makadrisa's Ragli Israel, why don't you go all the way? If it's Rebbe's Shita, why don't you give a case where it's the most makel place, and therefore that would be why it says Rebbe, northeast of the Mizbeach. Why didn't it give that example in the Gemara there? Elamai, what? So therefore, it's not Rebbe Shita because it would have said the most makel place. Elamai, Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. What? So you're forced to say Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon Shita? No. Look, maybe Kibbutz Beach Tzvodi Vakosal Azar Tzvodi. Why don't you just say a Shita that works according to everybody? You didn't see the most makel Shita. So why don't you just say a place that works according to everybody? Meaning due north of the Mizbeach. There must be something different here. There must be a reason why this place is given. Elamai is the Chalamemar. What's the reason that it says in that spot? Mishum Cholsha the Kohen Gadol? Because that's probably where it was done in Yom Kippur. Because the Kohen Gadol was up the entire night before learning about the Avodah, and the entire day he's doing the Avodah. He's got a very busy day. He's exhausted. So that's why on Yom Kippur you put it at the closest spot that you can to save him some tircha. That's why you put it right there at the north side. Nothing to do with which shita this is. So here too, we're talking about the chulsha of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore you can't be medayik anything related to the kiddush and the ability for the water to become nifsal or not. Okay, end of Gemara, there's no raya, but we end up with an interesting discussion about whether the water is nifsal and the muchni and where you're allowed to shaft kachi kachi. Okay, we continue. Oh, just one other. All right, the Brisker Rav asks a question here, right here in the Grizlan Zvachim, without answering it. He just wonders, how are you allowed to move the kiyar every night? Isn't the kiyar part and parcel of the Binyan HaMikdash? It's part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Every night, you're allowed to take apart the Heichal. You're allowed to take apart Kalim. You dunk the kiyar all the way down into the dungeon of the Beis HaMikdash. How are you allowed to do that? He just says, Tzarech Iyun. Sarachian, Kiva the Bedin Besa Bakir, Yishkam Din Kiyor Vakano, Balaila Echaim Asalkana Kiyor, Hola Besa Bakir, Sarakam Kiyor, Sarachian. Sarachian, no answer. I saw some of the Achronim though in the B'rei Daf say two ideas. Number one, maybe the Kiyor is different. It's not the same type of Kli as the Mizbeach, as the Shulchan, as the others, A. Or B, maybe ducking it in the ground, you haven't removed it from its spot. It's the makom. That's the makom. Just like we mentioned a couple of weeks ago from Efsal Beitchik, that's why the Arun couldn't have been taken away, but it had a dafka be buried under the Kodesh Kodashim, because it still is in the Makom. It doesn't make sense to have a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron. So therefore, Bayis Sheni didn't have an Aron, but it did have an Aron. It had it deep down, because that still radiated Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's the second idea, that the Kiyar, as long as it was down, it's still in its Makom. And therefore, it is good enough. Weiter, two dots. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan makes the following statement. Kiddush Yada Viraglo the Trumas Hadeshen Lamachar in Azorach LaKadosh. The first Adavoda done every single very early morning in the base of Mikdash was the Trumas Hadeshen, taking off ashes from the Mizbeach and putting it on the east side of the Mizbeach. Let's call Trumas Hadeshen. There are two mitzvahs. There's something called Trumas Hadeshen and something called Hotsa'as Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was done every single day according to everybody. Right, the Kohen went up, there was a lottery for it, the first lottery every day was the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Kohen went up, and he stoked around the coals a little bit, he took a shovels full, he took it down the ramp, and he dumped it, close to the ramp, on the east side of the ramp, on the east side of his back. Right, so that was the Trumas Hadeshen done every single day. Hotsa'as Hadeshen, that's a machlokas. Taking, is there only a mitzvah to take the ashes out, only when there's too much there? When there's too much there, you got to take it out. Hotsa'as Hadeshen. That is the shita of Rav Rishonim. Rashi on Parshas Tzav. Rashi says Beferish. Upashat is Begadav, where the pasuk says by the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, the beginning of Tzav. The pasuk says, I'll read it to you. V'lavash Hakohen Mido Vado Mechnesei Vado Yovash Abasaro. He puts on his Beit Kahuna for Veherim Es Hadeshen. Asher Tocha La'esh Es Ola Al Mizbeach. V'samo Eitz Al Mizbeach. You put it next to the Mizbeach. He puts on his big day Habad. Upashat Es Begadav, and then he puts on other Begadav. V'lavash Begadav Acherim. V'hotzi Es Hadeshen Amichus Lamachan Amakam Tari. Takes out the Deshen somewhere out of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Ein Zu Chova. Don't think that this pasuk is just like the previous pasuk. Trumas Hadeshen is every single day. That's a chova. Hotsa'as Hadeshen, that's not a chova. It says Rashi, El Derech Eretz, Shelo Yalachlech Botsa'as Hadeshen Begadim Shu Mishamish Behen Tamid. Right, he says, first of all, it's not a chova to put on any special other begadim. You wear anything you want. It's just that, if you shouldn't become dirty in your big dikahunas, you gotta take them off. And then Rashi continues, Ve'ein ze chova b'chol yom. Aval hatruma. Chova b'chol yom. It's just kishahum harbe ve'imakom b'maracha motzi yom isham. Just when it becomes a lot. That is Shitas Rashi, that is Shitas Tosas and Yuma, the Chulu. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam says Hotsa is also a chova b'chol yom. Right? Look in the Psukim. Psukim don't are machalik between Harama and Hotsa. So the Rambam says that Hotsa is also a chiyav every day. The Mishnah Melech points out this Rambam in Hilchas Tumidim Perek Beis. So Rabbi Yochanan makes a statement here. The Trumas Hadeshen was the first avodah done every morning. So a Kohen who washed his feet and hands for the Trumas Hadeshen does not have to wash them again. What's the issue? Trumas Hadeshen is done before dawn. So it's done in the nighttime. That's when he did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So the question is, does he have to wash his hands again? Rabbi Yochanan says no. Eino Tzarech Lakadish, Shekvar Kiddush B'Tchilas Avodah. He already washed his hands at the beginning of the avodah before the Truma. So Loman, who is this going according to? Ela Rebbe. If it's going according to Rebbe, Ha'amar Pasolina, Rebbe says that, no, Amud HaShachar does Pasol. So what that you did it 15 minutes ago? It doesn't matter. Lina is Posel, because it's Shadayim Raglayim. Eler, Abaz Reb Shimon, then you don't need to say this. Even Ha'amar Ein Tzarech L'Kadosh, Afilu Mikav Adasar Yamim. Then there would be no Chiddush to say this according to Abaz Reb Shimon. So who is Rebbe Yochanan going according to? Two Deos. Amar Abaya, first answer, La'olam Rebbe. Really, it's Rebbe Shita, Valina Drabanan He. And the whole problem of Lina is only an Issa Drabanan. So you don't come to forgetting to do it. Umodi de Mikirvas Hagever, in other cases. Umodi Mikirvas Hagever, Vatsafra Lopasa Lina. Rebbe says the whole thing is a Psul Drabanan. So you know what? If he just washed his hands 15 minutes ago, the rooster already cockadoodled, right? Mikirvas Hagever. So therefore, it's already morning. Ready morning, give us a gever. So lead is not going to apostle. So that's Abaya. Rava Abar, Liolar Rav Reb Shimon he. Really, it's Rav Reb Shimon Shita, who said that you generally do not need it. Verar, B'yochanan Dvar, Rav B'tchilas Avodah, V'lo B'sof Avodah. And B'yochanan is saying, I agree with that idea that you don't have to do it again, only B'tchilas Avodah. Meaning, if you're just relying on yesterday's Avodah, so then you would have to do it again. But if it's today's Avodah, so then one doesn't have to do it. Just we don't have time to go into it now, but Trumas Hadeshen is a fascinating discussion in that it's the first thing done every day. but it's really the taking off the ashes from yesterday's karbanis. So it's the segue. Trumas Hadashin is the segue. It's the transition avoda from yesterday to today. It's the first avoda of today. It has a new kiddush adayim v'raglayim. What does the Gemara here call it? Tchilas avoda. But yes, inherently, what is the avoda? To remove the ashes from yesterday's karbanis. That's what it inherently is. So it's just on the border. It's mamish a transition. So every single day was connected to the previous day. The avoda was one hemshech. Yesterday's avoda, today's avoda. That's the truba. During the night, you also have the hekter chalav meivarim. Right? That's the day and then the night. That's also a transition because we know by kachim halala holach achar yom. Right? The night goes after the previous day. You ought to burn eat karbanas from yesterday. So, but trumas hadeshin is that transition. Okay, so Meisve, yes, the Gemara, Ra'u, Achav HaKohanim, Sheyarad, once the other Kohanim, it's a Mishnah in Tamid, once the other Kohanim saw that the one who did the Trumas Hadashin went down the ramp, Vein Ratzu, Ba'u, they're looking, right, they didn't need an alarm clock. They saw, they were waiting to run. And they run. They quickly went to wash their hands because they know now it's time. Now it's time to continue the avoda. So they quickly went to wash their hands after they saw the one who did the shomer said that should come down. So who is that line according to? Bishlam ala Abaye demukim lakarevi. According to Abaye, who was the first opinion, who said that it's like Rabbi, it's a psoldera bana numodi Rabbi. Rabbi agrees that if you just wash your hands in the morning, Lina doesn't pasul. Hamani Rabbi he said this is also Rabbi Shita because this is even a little later. These kohanim are washing their hands. It's going to be good enough to do the day's avoda. But according to Rabbi, who said this whole discussion is according to Rabbi Reb Shimon, it wouldn't be good enough. According to Rabbi, so what? That you washed your hands 10 minutes ago. Now it was dawn, so it's still going to be a problem. So Hamani, who is this mission going according to? E Rabbi Pasolina. If it's Rabbi, it's two. It's going to pasol. E Rabbi Reb Shimon. It's Rabbi Reb Shimon. Hamar Afilu Bekavanasar. Yo, it's Rabbi Kadesh. These Kohanim, why do they have to wash their hands again? Aren't these the Kohanim that have been doing the avodah the previous day also? So the Gemara says, no. It's like a Lazar Reb Shimon. We're talking about new Kohanim. Kohanim that are coming, have get a new shift. A new shift of Kohanim, changing of the guard, changing of the Mishmaris. So they never washed their hands yesterday. That's what we're talking about. See, Reb Shimon agrees to that. So it's an important machlokas, Abaye and Rava is Rebbe's din of Lina Poselas. Is that a Psolda Arisa or a Psolda Rabbanan? So machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Okay, we continue. Ibai Lahu. Look at the Rambam in Hilchas B.S. Mikdash. What are we paskin? Perakei Halacha Ches. What is we paskin? Machlokas there. Who is he paskin like? It's not 100% clear, but the Rambam's psak, we should do it. Oh, I will read it. Hey Ches. Halacha L'maisa. Do the Kohanim have to rewash their hands every morning? Hey Ches. In Psule. Did I bring it? Yeah, B.S. Mikdash. B.S. Mikdash. Hey Ches. The Rambam paskins. Kidesh Yadav Hayom Tsarech Lachzer Lakadesh Lamachar. Seems to paskin like Rebbe. Aval Pishlo Yashakalalai. Even though you didn't sleep the whole night, you gotta wash your hands new every morning. Shahayadayim Nifsalos Belina. Kidesh Balaila. The Hikter Chalavim Kol Halaila. Let's say you were on the night shift, right? And you back there all night. Tsarech Lachzer Lakadesh Bayom Avodas Hayom. Same thing. Kidesh Yadav Raglo the Trumas Hadeshen. Afal pishu makadish kodem shetaale hashemesh. Difficult line of the Rambam. Even though you wash your hands before Nates. Before Nates? What do you mean? It's before Amon HaShachar. Before Nates, of course, is Yom. But says the Rambam, even though you wash your hands before the Alos, Einazor lachzor lakadish. Acher sheheir hayom. Shahare betchilas avodes hayom kidesh. So it's chilas avodes hayom. Very difficult language of the Rambam. Tashemesh, hey Rayom, not exactly sure what he means there, the Mefarshim discuss it, but that is hey Ches and Tes. So again, yesterday's doesn't work, but if you do it for the beginning of the Avodah today, it is going to work. Okay, Ibai Lahu. Yitzia Maush Atol B'Kishadai Merglayim. Father, we spoke about whether Lina apostles, what about going out? What if a Kohen has to go out of the Beis HaMikdash for some reason? Does he have to wash his hands again when he comes back in? Right, what he's Yotzei. Im tipsalom lina lo pasla de lo parish. If you want to say that lina doesn't pasla because he was in the Beis HaMikdash, like our brother Reb Shimon, aval yitzia the parish, asuches v'asachdaita, he has a hezachadas. So we should pasul. Oh, Dilma, what do we say? No, kivet debi adalach or lo mesach. What do we say? No, since at any time he could come back, so maybe he didn't have hesachadas. It's not by definition of hesachadas. So what do we say by yotze? So tashma, let's try to prove it. Kiddush yad haveragla v'nitzvahu. If somebody sanctifies yad haveragla v'nitzvahu, they become tamei. He becomes tamei. What does become tamei? Rashi says his hands became tamei. With some tumah drabanan, his hands became tamei. Matbilon v'nitzvah lakadosh. All you got to do is to dunk your hands in a mikvah. You do not have to do kiddush. Yatsu harayim b'kedushasan. But if your hands were stuck out of the azara, so then they are still kadosh. So you see, yitziyah remains kadosh, and you don't have to do kiddush. The Gemara said, no. Yatsu yadav al kamei mylon. We're not asking if just your hands went out. That for sure wouldn't need kiddush. We want to know if your whole body went out. Ki kamei mylon yatsu kol gufo. My. That's our question. So Tashma, let's try again. Shalom brachos yadayim raglayim mikadesh b'klisharei bifnim. If somebody did not wash his hands and feet, he could use a klisharei bifnim. Meaning, let's say you have water not in the kior, in any klisharei. Some other klisharei bifnim, or kiddush b'klisharei b'chutz. What if you use a klisharei? I'm sorry, that is okay. Mikadesh b'klisharei bifnim, semicolon. Kiddush b'klisharei b'chutz. If you use a klisharei outside and then you walked in, o b'klichol bifnim, or you use a non-klisharei inside, o shetavo b'mei ma'aro, you put your hands in the mikvah, v'avad avodas psula, all of those don't work. You have to be mikadesh with a klisharei inside the base of mikvah, inside the azara. So taima, the kiddush b'klisharei b'chutz. The problem is because you washed outside and then you came in. Hakidish bifnim v'yatza. But if you did it inside, then you went out, then you came back in. Avodasuk shera. Mashma, that would be okay. Yatza is not a problem. So we're saying, no diuk. Dilma, kidish b'klisharis b'chutz echidami. Maybe, what does it mean b'chutz? Go to afig yadav labar v'kidish. Maybe that means that you stuck your hands out and wore makadesh. But if aval yatza kol gufo tibarevacha. But I still have the question. We still haven't answered the question. So amei lei Reb Zvi Reb Papa, try again. Tashma yatza lachutz lebechitzas chabatz azara. If I went out of the azara, im l'shahos ta'an tefila. If I went out for a while, I have to go to the mikvah. Im l'fishah. If I only went out for a little bit, ta'an kiddush yadayim raglayim. I just got to wash my hands and feet. What do you see? If you went out, you got to wash your hands and feet. Amar lei, no. Hachamai eskina. What does yatza there mean? It means you went out to go to the bathroom. Kigoche yatza lahazek raglav ulahatamayim. That's the context. When it says you went out for a while, it means lahazek raglav. You went out to make gdolim, to lasso gdolim. And when it says you just eat kiddush yadayim, that's just where you went lasso's ktanim. That's what it means. So the Gemara says habahedik ktanila. What do you mean? It says that in the next line. That's not what the previous line is talking about. It says kolam esach raglav toan tefila. Somebody goes to defecate in order to gdolim, so he needs tevila. Somebody just goes out to urinate, that he has to wash his hands and feet again. So you see, it's the next line. How can that be what the previous line means? Tani vadim afaresh. No, you're right. It's explaining. The second line is explaining the previous line. So still no raya. One more try. Tashma. One more try to figure out for yitziyah. Para, if somebody is doing the avoda of the para aduma, which we know that avoda is done on Haraz Esim, it's not done in the Beis HaMikdash, so what do you do? What do you have to do for this avoda? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar, Mekadesh b'klisharis b'fnim v'yotze. You gotta go to the kior. You gotta go to the klisharis inside, wash your hands, and then go outside. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu b'chutz, no! This whole avoda is outside. You don't have to go inside. It's even outside. Afilu b'klicha, just wash your hands with anything. If you afilu b'mekidush ocheres, even with anything. So what do you see from there? So, according to the first opinion, you could go in and then go out. So you see, isn't a problem. So the Gemara says, no, come on. Amar, Papa, shiny para, home of a kol maaseh b'chutz, lo pasul lo yitziyah. No, it's all totally on the avoda. If this whole avoda is outside, then water going outside is not going to become nifsal. This whole avoda is outside. So yachi lama li the bakadish. Then what's the point? It's the whole point. So isn't Rabbi Yochanan right? So why does Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef even say that? Ke'ein avoda pnim. No, it's similar. It has to be like an avoda pnim. Another fascinating discussion. The avoda of the para aduma. Why is it done on Haraz Esim? Why isn't it done in the Beis HaMikdash? And how much is it an avoda or not? It's done outside. Do you need big tikkahuna? Do you need big tikkahuna for the avoda para aduma? The Achronim discuss it. Do you need this? Do you have to wash your hands from the kiyar? Right here, machlokas. Maybe this goof is a machlokas. How much is this an avoda and how much is it not? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tonight, 9:30, everybody's invited. Big tikkahuna. Anyone raise their awareness of kachim? Big tikkahuna. As of tomorrow, we continue with more issues of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim.